the Northern Ireland thing going. Of course, Neil Hannon, a Northern Ireland lad, following Rosemary. Who would have thought we'd have a show which goes from Rosemary to that ace singer-songwriter, Tallulah Rendell? Well, only if you could actually acknowledge the fact that, yes, Tallulah Rendell has been shortlisted for one of the awards in the Shell Women of the Future Awards package. Yes, I think that deserves a round of applause.
Yay!
Absolutely. I mean, this has got to be a done deal, hasn't it, Tal? I mean, you know, you're honoured for...
Fingers crossed.
What? You'd be singing and performing.
I know. No, but you still never know.
Listen.
I'm up against some really hardcore people. I'm up against the director of Central St Martins. It's all directors I'm up against.
I think we were slightly wrong here. They are up against Tallulah Rendell. There's no messing about, Tal. You know, how long have we worked on these shows together, sort of singing praises
6 years.
Of... Yeah, there you are. And the magic continues ever onwards. When I was actually asked by Emma Tinson for Tis She, who's one of the dynamic duo who's in the studio with us today, Emma Tinson, the other one, of course, being the Fabulous Jessica Ward, and the question was, so what kind of music does Tallulah produce? I said, how can you define genius? You know, how can you define it?
Too sweet.
Well, I have passed over a copy of the Banshee and the Moon limited edition CD book combo. And isn't that very impressive?
Very.
Well done.
Yeah, exactly. Very critical for that. And that means we're going to listen to the single release from the aforementioned Banshee and the Moon. Are you excited, Jessica?
Yeah, very excited.
Are you excited, Emma?
I am very excited.
Shall we press the button then, Tallulah?
Press the button.
Oh, so be kind, oh, be kind.
Slight sense that that deserves a round of applause. What do you think? Yay!
That was amazing.
Great news, because it sounds nothing like Nicki Minaj as well. Exactly. Was critical. You have to be here to appreciate that little line, Tallulah. But never mind. Yeah. So Emma, thoughts on Eyes?
Oh, that was so good. I feel like your voice is so beautiful. It's like an angel. I loved all the harmonies in that and. Oh, you've put me in a very peaceful state of mind now.
Good.
Critical stuff. And Louise. Jessica.
Second time now.
Outrageous.
I thought that was amazing. You've got such a lovely silky voice and silky tones.
Oh,
and just the contrast as well between like the bass tones and your voice. Just amazing. Complemented one another really well.
Thank you. It was a real mission for this album, because for all the other albums I played with a band, and for this one I really wanted to try and capture just the sound that I kind of had in my head, which was basically this very simple bass and vocal kind of combination. So I kind of played everything on the album, so it's like even more personal when someone says they really like it. I'm like, oh yay.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at your website a bit earlier and it said obviously that you're a multi-instrumental kind of person. How many instruments can you actually play?
I can play a bass guitar and the piano. Those are my three kind of main instruments.
Yeah.
And then you've kind of got glockenspiels and kind of percussion. But then the spectrum slightly kind of gets worse and worse. I get worse and worse.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, if we look at the events of the Rebecca Hossack Art Gallery Tallulah Rendell album launch that we actually had 4 months ago, actually, when, of course, Rachel Warren actually joined us on location there, one of our English graduates now. It was a tour de force of experience there. I mean, obviously, you moved on from that side of things, Tallulah. And in fact, I've seen Tallulah perform in art galleries, in hospital chaplaincies, in all sorts of. And now you're doing universities, of course, but not Lincoln. Oh, no.
I know. If you organise a gig for me, I will come to Lincoln. You know I will.
So let's start a petition.
Right.
That'd be really good. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Basically, what's going on with this university tour is I got selected to be part of it. and it's organised by a company called Coffee House Sessions, and they basically sort the tours, and they book you into the universities that they work with. So I think it's there's 30 universities, and it's 10 days, and I play 3 universities a day. It's going to be so full on. I do like 3 20-minute slots at each. I do one 20-minute slot at each university, and then I have like a press interview thing, and then I have to get on the road and go to the next one. If it doesn't kill me,
it'll make you stronger. Yeah. You know, it's Nietzsche, well, exactly. Isn't it? It's Nietzsche writ large through Nietzsche a la Randall. I'm thinking here, exactly. Maybe, and I'm just where we're ready. If I actually pass on contact details to Lula, to of course Emma and so on, and Jessica, maybe they can actually take this a stage forward, and maybe they can actually set something up with you. Shall we look at that?
Right. Yeah. Seriously, if you sort it out, then just tell me when you want me to come, and I'll come for sure.
All right for that.
Fantastic.
That
would be brilliant.
And I'm also
laying down the gauntlet.
I guess so. Who knows to you? So I did there. You know, I mean, we've got an ACE level 2 journalism student and an ACE level 1 journalism undergraduate as well. Give them the challenge.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, see how the thing
because
works through.
Not many people realise that it's just me. I don't have a booking agent. Well, I do actually have a booking agent now, actually. I've got to stop saying that because actually I do have one. But I don't have a manager or record label, and so it's basically just me that's been running everything and kind of doing everything. And so when you look at anything that is to do with me, it's basically me having to do it, make it happen. So when someone says, oh, I want to get you a gig, or I want to help you do this, it's like brilliant, because there's just not enough me to make all this stuff happen on my own. So if you want to do anything to help get this show on the road, then do it.
Fantastic. Will do.
It will happen. And I'll pass on the contact details, and then it'll be over to the team to get working. Of course, I do recall actually one gig actually when you were actually in a coffee house in Middlesbrough. That was extraordinary.
I was. Yeah.
Anyway, it's all part and parcel of a rich tapestry of life, because you've also moved as well, and you're still. Are you still West Country last, Tal? Or you?
I am still West Country last. I'm now just south of Bristol, and I've just spent the entire day painting my kitchen with my mother. We've been polyfilling Britain's best etiquette coach on her hands and knees, scrubbing the floor.
I was really impressed to find that actually when you got, as I say, Britain's best etiquette coach, Liz Brewer, that Liz is also a prize winner of a recent competition that you ran. I thought that was very nice. I thought it was nice to see that Liz Brewer's won a prize as well, which is fantastic.
Well, she won.
I think she won an album cover. It was wonderful.
Oh, she won that album cover. She won an album cover.
You know, that's what I call keeping it real. You know, keeping it right on there. You know, in fact, it's high time Liz joined. We'll be in touch with Liz to book her on the programme very shortly. In fact, is she there at present, or is she out and about doing various other things?
You've just missed her, actually. Otherwise, I would have put her on.
Well, never mind. We will connect in the very near future. In fact, I'll just see if we've got our official Liz Brewer jingle ident, which is always important for that. Actually, Tal, we really need to book you in for that point. But we'll see if Mr. Computer can come up with that. Meanwhile, I think Blind Like a Fool is the choice to actually see us coming out of the sequence, which is always nice. So I think from your second album, of course, Tallulah.
Exactly.
Which is still, of course, available in every sense of the word. We're going to be speaking to Ray Piper, the co-founder of the Chantry Dance Company. But before we go, Blind Like a Fool, would you like to ask those last two questions, Jessica Ward, to Tallulah Randall?
Well, first of all, it's lovely having you on the show.
Thank you, Jessica.
Did you enjoy yourself today on the show?
I did enjoy myself. I always enjoy myself.
Aww.
It's the most unpredictable radio show I ever do, and I love it.
Aww, well, too kind.
We like to feel
this one's been very cool. This one's actually been this one's actually been quite normal.
Do you think so?
Some of them can go a little bit left field.
Oh, really? It's, you know, the drink drive going left field.
It's clearly because me and Jessica are here. We're normalising things.
You're reining him in. You're reining him in.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge to me, but still, you know what? What were we saying about Britain's best etiquette coach?
Hi, this is Liz Brewer, the author of The Ultimate Guide to Party Planning and Etiquette, and you're listening to Lincoln's first community radio station, Saren 107.3 FM.
I always feel it's like a royal seal of approval when that actually comes to
it. Yeah, said Saren is...
Exactly. Pronunciation, we'll have to work on the news team for that sort of basis. Anyway, continue.
The last question.
Indeed.
Will we be hearing from you anytime soon?
I hope so. I hope so. And hopefully in your local somewhere or other.
Well, yeah. And hopefully we'll put that back into place, because we were actually alternating Tallulah Randall music with Matt Monro music, but then of course we had signal problems and challenges, and then Tallulah left the country for a while. But hopefully we can restore that actually, Tal. And of course the challenge will be how are things progressing with respect to the tour of universities and more things. Still available, of course, the Banshee and the Moon, outstanding album, great in all sorts of ways, CD and bookazine.
Yeah, maybe one of the girls could describe what the book looks like.
Would you like to describe the book, Emma?
It's very sleek and smart. Actually, the first thing me and Jessica said when we got handed it over by Alex is, "Ooh, fancy!" Because it's very sleek, all black and white, and
it's like a Carry On moment there from Sally Jason. Ooh, fancy!
But yes,
Carry On, Tallulah. That's the important thing.
Love it.
There was a man, walked like a fool, blind to himself, and nothing blind to you. And all his faults on your shoulders grew. You could be just like, you could be just like him too. And he could walk away, he could walk away just like you. Love will let it fall through you, you're blind.
If we were to take the synergy values of Tallulah Randall's music, Blind Like a Fool, put them together with the magical dance routines that can only be choreographed by the fabulous Chantry Dance Company, you could have even more fantastic magic there. It would be a magical prince of a show, or indeed a happy one at the very least. Isn't that right, Ray Piper?
I hope so.
Of course, that's the bother. Ray, I've just been sort of showing the dynamic duo of co-presenters, Midwick Drivetz, Emma and Jessica, just photographs of yourself on stage in the Lincoln Drill Hall, when effectively you were approached by yours truly, who basically you thought, who the heck is this person? She claims to be from some radio station. Oh, it's all right, Sarah Bullimore's vouched for him, he must be all right, fair enough. Of course, when you made your debut before that, telephonically on the whole thing, and the Chantry Dance Company just goes from strength to strength.
Well, we're trying to anyway. There's a lot of hard work behind it.
I see it as global domination centred in the East Midlands.
Oh. Well, certainly centred in the East Midlands, because that's definitely where it's all at the moment. I'd just like to say that.
It's a happening place.
It is.
When we last spoke, of course, you had some fabulous productions at Lincoln Drill Hall going on, in which you were doing a wonderful interpretation of the classic American composer George Gershwin. There we are. You see, for a moment, he thought he's going to lose it. He's doing Rhapsody in Blue, if I recall, was actually there.
Yes, it was. And we're actually doing that particular piece again alongside The Happy Prince when we come to the Terry O'Toole Theatre. So it's The Happy Prince, Rhapsody in Blue, and also our Bob Dylan ballet. So we've got three pieces. I mean, not just one, but three.
Right. How do you maintain the level of fitness? I mean, most people would actually sort of say, right, I'll be on the floor after one. You know, maybe a Rhapsody in Blue. That's exhausted. But, you know,
It's the training. We dance for 6 to 8 hours a day, so then we're ready to go on stage and do three pieces. So,
wow.
Well, that's
dedication right there.
Jessica, over to yourself. Thoughts and times on, because I mean, clearly, I'm thinking of both yourself and Emma possibly doing some basic training with Ray. You may well laugh, but it's one of the great challenges that Ray's actually said. She even said she could actually sort of get me to throw a few shapes. I said, you must be joking.
Maybe. You never know.
You know, well.
Nothing is impossible.
Yeah, that and wearing a onesie. Not going to happen. But, you know, any questions you might have about how would you start off? You know, sorry, the whole thing. Anyway, over to you.
I'm just wondering, what is this dance project called The Happy Prince? Could you tell us more about that?
Sure. The Happy Prince is our awesome tour this year, actually. So, like I said, we're doing The Happy Prince, which is Oscar Wilde's fantastic short story. Mainly we chose that story, well, aside from anything else, it's an absolutely a wonderful, wonderful story, really beautiful story. But it does happen to be Oscar Wilde's 160th anniversary of his birth this year. So it seemed a very appropriate year to do that particular piece.
As he once said, of course, he had nothing to declare but his love for the Chantry Dance Company. I mean, maybe I'm paraphrasing that slightly.
Well, I hope we're doing him proud with our particular production. So we're doing the Happy Prince, and that makes up the first half of our programme. And then in the second half, we're doing the Rhapsody in Blue duet, and then also our Bob Dylan ballet. So it's a triple bill of works. And what else can I tell you about the Happy Prince? Well, it's not just dance. We've got all sorts of things going on in the Happy Prince, actually. We've got a very talented group of people doing it, and they're using the spoken word as well as dancing. There's also some origami swallow folding, of all things.
So the sound of origami swallow folding in the routine.
That was the sound of it.
Slightly sort of challenging, but nevertheless, it just looks like a swallow. It's great. It's fantastic stuff. And, of course, looking at this, October 22nd is when, of course, you kick off in Grantham, no less, with the Guildhall Arts Centre, the Swan Theatre, Swans and Swallows. Interesting.
Oh, got it. See the link.
Worcester, October 30th. Need a bigger sheet of paper for a swallow. For a swan, as opposed to a swallow. There's a little advice there, technical difficulty. Kettering, of course. And then, just after Bonfire Night has taken place,
hurrah,
the celebration of the burning alive of somebody who tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament. You see how we celebrate that. On November the 6th, by the way, we'll be talking about keeping your pets indoors. That's very important as well. I guess I get frightened. At the Terry O'Teal Theatre in Lincoln, that is when you'll be there doing the magic. A triple whammy, as you rightly said, Ray. The Happy Prince, Rhapsody in Blue. And All I Can Do Is Be Me from, of course, Bob Dylan. So why Bob Dylan, Ray? I mean, we talked about science fiction and The Sandman and Neil Gaiman and various other things, but I wasn't aware of this love for Mr. Zimmerman.
You say, why Bob Dylan? I say, why not Bob Dylan? Why on earth not? I mean, where can you possibly go wrong? Bob Dylan.
Exactly.
He's a poet, incredible musician. We love his songs, and they just tell such incredible stories. They make you think on so many different levels. So, you know, you can, the ballet that we've created, there are sort of various levels that you can appreciate it on. You can appreciate it on a very simplistic level of it's some very beautiful dancing, we hope, and it's just great music to listen to. But then there's the deeper levels of really trying to get to grips with what his songs are talking about, and we're looking at this idea of one particular man walking through a very broken society, and how he chooses to respond to that, and he chooses to respond to it through love, and really sort of by embracing sort of an inner hope. So, like I said, lots of different levels. You could probably write a whole thesis on it if you really wanted. But,
several. Most people have. Very important.
But, we're trying to just create a really joyful ballet, that everybody can enjoy, and even if they're not a Bob Dylan fan, we actually made a convert last year with Bob Dylan Ballet.
One lady
said that she normally hates Bob Dylan, but she actually really enjoyed that ballet.
How can you hate Bob Dylan? Oh man!
I know.
No.
So we got a convert to the Bob Dylan Brotherhood there.
Like a Rolling Stone, in all sorts of ways. Now, let's just test this with the youth of today. He says in a non-patronising routine, Emma. Bob Dylan.
See, I didn't know a lot of Bob Dylan for a while, but I've heard about him more recently because I think there's a lot of bands nowadays who are sort of trying to do more storytelling through their music and sort of similar kind of style. Yeah. So I have actually listened to a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. So I'm not completely oblivious.
Jessica?
Yes, I've only listened to a few of his songs, but I'm not a huge, I don't know him well enough to say I'm a fan.
What better way to actually, Bob Dylan and Oscar Wilde and George Gershwin on the same bill, it's unmissable.
What a mix.
It is, in the words of the What's On team from the Chantry Dance Company, Paul Chantry and the Chantry Dance Company, you rock! Yay! Wayne's World, Schwing! Oh, no. Sorry, referring a 1990s movie there, in case you sort of think, what's he saying that for? What's going on with the world? Surely we should be going off to Phil Leonis in Los Angeles now. Actually, we should. But, Ray, apart from obviously mentioning that you can go and find out all the tour dates on the chantrydancecompany.org, any particular Bob Dylan track you'd like us to dig out at this particular moment in time?
Oh, Tambourine Man, if you've got it.
You know, I thought you'd go for that because obviously the birds covered it. There's a whole range. I was tempted to very much go for Baby Stop Crying. Please stop crying, please. There was, of course, Man of Constant Sorrow, but why should we talk about an academic at the University of Lincoln? In terms of that, there's obviously Highway 51. Certainly, like a Rolling Stone, you could roll on stage. No.
We do Like a Rolling Stone in the piece, actually. It's a duet between myself and Mr. Paul Chantry.
Well, give Paul my very best, of course. He's also in that photograph, which is on Facebook, which is very good. Emma, last two questions for Ray Piper, the co-founder of the legendary Chantry Dance Company.
Of course. Ray, first of all, have you enjoyed yourself on tonight's show?
Absolutely. I always enjoy myself when I'm talking to you guys. It's fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on.
Even with your jingle jangle dreams, you've come following us. Sorry. Oh, carry on.
And finally, will you be coming to join us on the radio anytime soon?
If your boot heels will come following. Exactly. Yeah. We should actually launch into a little song for Mr. Tambourine Man. Fantastic. It's Robert Zimmerman, also known as Bob Dylan, taking us over to Los Angeles. A round of applause, please, for Ray Piper and the Chantry Dance Company. Yay!
Thank
you.
Ray
will be back very shortly.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come far.
Okay, so we could fade. But I know secretly all the citizens of Los Angeles are secretly getting out their mouth organs and giving it some welly, even if it's an air harmonica. Thank you. All right, quick question. Jessica, would you like to have Truth Seeker or Director? This could be critical, actually, in the way that the remaining 40 minutes of the show actually proceed. Truth Seeker or Director?
I'm
going to
go with Truth Seeker.
You're going to go with Truth Seeker? Yeah. Okay, well, Truth Seeker has been selected. And
from LA to Lincoln and via sirenonline.co.uk to the world, it's time for the midweek drive to connect with investigative filmmaker and planetary truth seeker, the one, the only, Phil Leonis.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. In fact, you know, even in the interregnum period, whilst we were listening to Bob Dylan there, Phil showing his creative faculties were to the fore and actually came up with the next little slogan for the midweek drive, the best antibacterial cure you could wish for this science. All words to that effect. Phil, welcome back, and hopefully you're back to peak fitness.
I am not back to peak fitness, but as we said earlier, Alex, that which does not kill me only makes me funnier.
Exactly.
Ka-ching. Marvellous stuff. Graham Hart was actually just trying to call in. Ironic, you get director of Doctor Who and Hollyoaks calling in. That's Graham, I'm on air. I'll get back to you shortly afterwards, all right? Sorry.
I'm with people, Graham. Come on. Don't bother me when I'm with people.
Exactly. How often have we said those words? Right, Phil, have you managed to catch the bulk of the programme today? Has it provided a modicum of entertainment, or is it just a case of... So, Ken Dodd, I now know who he is, but what about Norman Wisdom?
I have caught a great deal of the show, and I have so much that's delighted me. I mean, this is not technically under your auspices, but you know how much I love hearing the student news.
Indeed.
That cheers me up more than just about anything. And I'm not making fun of that. I mean, I really do enjoy hearing the student news. It's so refreshing to hear news free of jaundice or, you know, any jaded cynicism. And so consequently, what is fantastic is that bad news never sounds really so bad. And good news, on the other hand, sounds quite serious. It's this wonderful, you know, like the baking contest was really sounded intense. So anyway.
Well, it's the final, though. It is intense. It's very dramatic.
Okay. There you are. I'm not saying you're wrong and that the rest of journalism is right. Quite to the contrary is the point that I'm making. Anyway, so it's been delightful. And, oh, my God, that song, the Tallulah Rendell song that was played, man, wasn't that
was fantastic. Yeah. Musically, it's been just a terrific show. And Alex, I don't know how you knew that Something for the Weekend is one of my all-time favorite songs, but you knew, and that maybe didn't get me dancing, but it got me sitting upright. So that's something. And boy, I'm so excited about today's show. And the big discovery for me is the Carry On films, because here I am, someone who has always loved British culture, and I didn't know about the Carry On.
Really?
I'm not the only California one. California and New Zealand.
We've got excuses.
But you can bond together across the Atlantic. So when you're en route to...
Not only bond together, but like I'm wondering, with all the films in that catalog, how has one of the 6,000 cable networks that we have here in the States not picked those up? Because that's like all the programming they need.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, there we have it. Exactly. Who knows, maybe on the back of this intergalactic telephone conversation, it will emerge. In which case, we'll expect at least 15%. But anyway, that's by the by. Don't worry about the cash. It ain't about the money, man, as they often say in Essex.
What was that?
Oh, not as a case for me. I don't know. It's the cold I've been working with. Listen, next week, Annette Andre will be in the studio. Heaven only knows what could happen there. You know, live in person. It's amazing still. Moving onwards. Now we've actually bonded that, and I say, obviously, when you check out Nashville and Cameron Tilbury, you could also visit. In fact, I think we will need to get you both on the Chilpack Hollywood Hour and step into the slot that Jodie Orton once actually had in terms of a midweek drive out who actually co-presents live from California. Then you say...
Well, I you know, there's a Nashville Film Festival that a friend of mine is the programmer at Nashville, and I keep hoping for an excuse to get a film in there, and I would be lying if I didn't admit that one of the real motivations is I kind of just want to go to Nashville and hang out with Cameron.
Yeah, there we are. And indeed, the whole Tilbury's with Joe Lear as well. Fantastic stuff in that sort of way. Anyway, moving on. Any questions you'd like to put to Phil, Emma?
Well, can I first of all ask what the weather is like today? Because I'm sure that I'll cheer you up if it's nice and sunny.
It is coming up to 10 to 11. Look at my time chart check. Here in London, England, it's coming up to 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. Actually, it's 10 seconds before it comes to 10 o'clock, which, of course, in Los Angeles time, it means it's just coming up to 10:50 a.m.
Well, I live in Los Angeles, so we have not had anything but nice and sunny in 10 years. And it's getting very depressing, actually, because...
But you have got the San Andreas faults, let's face it. So, you know...
Yeah, hey, let's not... Look, you say San Andreas. I don't care whose fault it is, Alex. I don't like assigning blame. What I do... clearly, while I've been ill, I've spent a lot of time writing old material, as you can tell. The weather is starting to depress us because it is October, and although this is always a very hot and dry season... We shouldn't be at 40 degrees Celsius every day in October. And yes, I converted Fahrenheit to Celsius for you. You're welcome.
Nice.
but here's the real thing, and this is very serious. California as a state is down to, I think it's 12% water reserves of normal. 12%. We have entire counties that when you turn on the tap, there's no water coming out. So we are starting to get depressed by the sunshine and the heat, and we desperately are in need of a rainy season and an extended rainy season.
Not that it's got anything to do with this whatsoever.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry, I thought I would make you feel better by talking about sunshine.
I can't. Next week on the program, we have the return of Tara Bennett. Tara, who's actually been celebrating the 30th anniversary of who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. Yeah, exactly. With a full description of Spook Central. I'll pass this over to Jessica. There we are. It's Tara's article where she's actually mapped out all of the haunted places of New York. That's Tara Bennett, East Coast editor for SFX magazine. Dave Bradley is joining us together with Annette Andre. It's looking as though it's shaping up to be a sensational October fall. See the way we translated that to fall as opposed to autumn.
Fall.
Even
though... First of all, what about the Twinkie? But secondly,
Even though that film was shot in downtown Los Angeles?
Oh, you just see. It's, you know, it's as bad as Sally Geeson saying, you know, Els Bells wasn't a real Spanish resort. For goodness sakes.
You're ruining the magic.
It's just, you know, I mean, you'll be saying next that the Siren Studio isn't actually based on the top of a mountain. You know, for God's sake.
It is funny, though, because, you know, I was reading about the Carry On films while she was talking, and I was like, wow, they all shot in Pinewood Studios. How awesome. How great would that be? And here she is complaining about, oh, we only got to go to Pinewood Studios. Mm. So it all just depends on perspective, doesn't it?
And thereby hangs a very philosophical tale. So, Phil, I mean, clearly we're progressing now. How is the creative juice flowing with respect to producing a Leoness-oriented jingle for Emma and Jessica? Because, you know, I know it's a sensitive subject, and, of course, the snickerdoodle has gone back to Gloucester. We don't know what's happening. Katie Grimason keeps sending her best, and rightly so, too. We respond.
Oh, hey, yeah. Many, many happy returns to Katie Grimason, whose birthday is today.
You see? She thought we'd forgotten, but we will say happy birthday, Katie Grimason. We should really probably phoned her up, really, but no.
Well, Emma and Jessica, I need to know this because, you know, when I get that committed, you know, it hurts when suddenly correspondents disappear. So are you in for the year? I mean, are you going to be, you know, come heck or high water, are you going to be there as co-presenters all year long?
I am very much so committed. I promise.
All right, well, we might be able to get a couple of jingles created. Yeah. Alex,
Jessica's not replied as yet, actually. She's been very quiet on this whole
thing.
She did.
She said me too.
I said me too. Straight after.
Yeah, that's very important. Actually, it's in all fairness, happy birthday, Katie Grimason. She was very keen to actually mention it. Her birthday was a week after William Sitwell, so we'll say that.
Happy birthday,
Katie Grimason. I won't sing it because that'd be too much. I mean, we're singing for William Sitwell.
My voice is horrible. I don't think
you're listening. Well, there's a siren choir, you know, every Thursday. Again, you know, we can see there, siren voices. All over the place. You can't look anywhere in the studio without seeing siren voices.
Yeah,
I was hallucinating.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, it's on radio. We're hearing voices. We're thinking, is this, it's very strange. But never mind. That's happening. Craig Wiley, rhymes with smiley, is coming up after the news with, of course, Siren Lifestyle. So it's quite intriguing in its own magical way, really. But it means we do have to ask those last two questions. Oops, no, sorry, Phil, you're quite right. I could hear you prompting me there. We haven't had something which is a crucial part of the actual program. What was that we needed to put into the program?
Making me pick a number between 1 and some random number?
Yeah, between 1 and 26, actually, yes. So where are you going to go?
I will go with 22. Which is, I believe, the number of major arcana in the tarot.
Do you know, that spooky, or what?
Do you know that once every blue moon, secretly happy kind of feeling, that beaming, floating, purring kind of feeling, that oh so rare, please don't let me be dreaming kind of feeling, you can feel it right now. Purring the universe.
There you go. All right then, last two questions for Phil Leoness, please. Jessica.
Hello, have you enjoyed yourself on the show tonight?
Have I been on the show tonight?
Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah.
Have you had fun? Has it kind of perked up the whole Leonessmeister for another day dealing with the random vicissitudes of life and times in Los Angeles?
How could I not? This was a zesty hot weather tonic.
Mm. Question two is...
And will we be hearing from you anytime soon?
Oh, yeah, I'll give you guys a call later on today to see how you're doing.
Exactly. You see, the magic all works in its own unique and strangely wonderful way. Thanks to Cameron Tilbury, Rose Marie, Sally Geeson, Tallulah Rendler, Ray Piper, and Phil Leoness, of course, Jessica Ward and Emma Tinson. We're back again tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., midnight Los Angeles time. We'll be speaking to Kaylee Carr, who, of course, is ace contributor journalism graduate based in Sunderland. Richard Fitzwilliams is with us, Ian Lennox, Donna Hazelton, William Sitwell, and Joe Hamilton. Plus, we'll be talking about a range of other factors as well, all this and more. But just for you, Phil, here's Frankie. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye!
Bye! Bye.
I have been a rover. I have walked alone. Hiked 100 highways. Never found a home.